This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 31st. God's word for you today is Audience of One. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 2, and it says, "We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." Moses chose what God values over what culture values. Moses was driven by his values. I want to challenge you to write down your top three values in life. Pause and think, what are your top three values in life? If you are blank, that is a very bad place to be. If you are like, "Pastor, I do not even know what my values are," that is not a good place to be. Because if you do not know what your values are, the world will mold you into its own values. What are your top three values in life? Take your time, think about what your top three values are, and then write them down. Do you value simplicity, commitment, risk-taking, authenticity, humor? Those are some of our values in God's Favorite House, and you can adopt them. The truth is, if you do not have your own values that are in line with God's values, your choices will not be sound, your choices will not be consistent, and your choices will not lead to that future that you want. But I pray that your values will be reorientated into God's values in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that your values will be realigned with God's values for you in the name of Jesus. The world has its own values. Hebrews 11 verse 24 says, "It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." Moses refused popularity, prestige, and power, and that is the pride of life. Hebrews 11 verse 25 says, "He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin," that is, the lust of the flesh. Hebrews 11 verse 26 says, "He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward." That is the lust of the eyes. The world values the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. What Satan used to tempt Eve in the garden was the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Moses faced the same temptations. The values of the world really do not change, and it is summed up in these things: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That is all the world has to offer. And God says to us in 1 John 2 verse 17, which says, "The world and everything in it that people desire is passing away, but those who do the will of God live forever." The lust of the flesh will pass away, the lust of the eyes will pass away, and the pride of life will pass away. Everything that people desire is going to pass away. God is saying, when you do the things that the world values, you expire. But when you do the things that God values, you endure. So what does God value? We will look at three things that God values from Hebrews 11, verse 24 to 26 in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to continue to do your will in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.